USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the passage of the coronavirus stimulus package today in a Rose Garden event. President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with congressional Democratic leaders who played a key role in getting the bill to Biden's desk. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, no fan of the bill.
It is the largest single spending bill in history, and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill. Not one Republican voted for it. The question is why. This isn't a relief bill. It's pretty much a payoff for Pelosi's political allies, and it will be the American people paying the bill.
Denver may get hit with one of the biggest snowstorms ever there. The massive storm could bring up to 3 feet of snow and high winds to the mile-high city. It's currently forecast to reach the Central Rockies Saturday night and go into Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A Florida police officer is being hailed a hero after his actions this week.
A Florida police officer made the ultimate sacrifice to save others this week. Tampa police report Master Patrol Officer Jesse Mattson purposely veered his patrol car into a wrong-way driver from Colorado Tuesday night along I-275 to protect everyone else on the highway. Colleague Detective Rachel Kolnick tells ABC Action News Jesse Mattson would always have your back.
Think about that he left his wife and kids to protect a complete stranger or strangers. That's just who he was. That's what he would do. And he would have done it for any of us as well.
The wrong-way driver was identified as 25-year-old Daniel Joshua Montague from Golden, Colorado. Police say Montague was driving more than 100 miles per hour. Both Mattson and Montague died at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Oil industry analysts say $4 a gasoline could be a reality for parts of the country this summer. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Biden's first address to the nation, the president wants all adults to be eligible for coronavirus vaccinations by May 1st. The president believes this eligibility is a positive thing for getting children back in the classrooms. Former Health and Human Services Secretary Ben Carson tells Fox News kids need to be back in the classrooms now.
I'm horrified that children are out of school. And that is impacting the trajectory of their lives, what they're going to be able to accomplish. And no one seems to care that much about that. In medicine, we do analysis by looking at what are the benefits and what are the risks. Well, we know the benefits are enormous for going to school, and the risk, as science tells us, are very low. So it should be a no-brainer to figure out what to do in these cases. And these children are being robbed of something that will improve their lives for a lifetime. You know, let me just segue that to what we're doing to their future in terms of enormous debt. They're going to have to pay it back. You know, the people who sit there smoking their cigars and having a good time and laughing about all this debt that we're adding, what can they be thinking?
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.